This is Dairy Radio Now.
On this first Wednesday of the month, it's time for a breath of fresh air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. And Ryan, we can feel it in the air. The seasons are changing, and what types of changes should we be making when it comes to calf barn ventilation?
Well, as fall comes, it's a good time to just remind people of what we're looking for colder weather ventilation, because it, like you said, it's soon going to be upon us. Really, the three basic principles for a good calf barn ventilation system, they need to achieve three things. That we need to provide the right volume of fresh air into the barn. We need to provide it to the calf at a speed that is appropriate for the temperature. And what I mean by that is we would like it to deliver fast, drafty air when it's hot out, because that's useful for heat abatement. But when it's cold out and there's cooler temperatures, we cannot have that draft. And so we need the ventilation system to still deliver fresh air, but in a manner that's very slow, very safe, very gentle, and not drafty. And then the last component is distribution. We need to evenly distribute that fresh air throughout the barn. I just want to take a moment to pick these three pieces apart here, the volume, the speed, and the distribution. And let's talk about what changes from hot weather to cold weather and during that time of seasonal transition. I'm going to argue now there's one school of thought out there that ventilation volume requirements change based on temperature. And one school of thought is that we use more volume of fresh air in the summer, less in the shoulder seasons, and even less in the winter when it's cold out. And I want to challenge that and ask the listeners, does this make sense? Calves in outdoor hutches who thrive in the winter months outside, when they step outside that hutch, they are surrounded by an infinite volume of fresh air in cold temperatures in the winter, and they do very, very well in that environment. So my question is, do we really need to reduce the volume of fresh air coming into the barn just because it gets colder? I think the answer is no. We have many barns that don't do that, and they're doing very well. The critical component when it comes to temperature change is speed. If we have a high-volume drafty system in the summer to help deal with heat abatement, the only thing we need to change, we can keep the high-volume part of that of fresh air, but we need to change the speed so that it's no longer drafty and the calves can tolerate these colder temperatures. And, of course, still distribution. We want to get it evenly distributed throughout the barn, regardless of the temperature outside. That's always a core principle we want to achieve. So if you look at that volume, speed, and distribution, I'm going to argue the only thing that we really need to change as the weather gets cooler is we need to slow the speed down from our drafty system in the warm weather to a non-drafty system in the cool weather. And that's what we're able to achieve with the flap duct ventilation system with our patented internal membrane, is that we are able to go from a high-volume, drafty system with a good summer heat abatement to a high-volume, very slow, gentle air delivery to the calf for colder weather, and especially during the fall and the spring, whenever we have a shoulder season where we get hot days and cool nights. That ventilation system allows us, when the days get warm, to do the high-speed air, and when the nights get cool, to do the low-speed air, all the while evenly distributing it throughout the barn and providing that high volume of fresh air.
So really, the routine shouldn't be, you know, just shut everything down just because it's going to get cold and it's wintertime.
Yeah, that's just human nature. When the temperatures get cold, barns get shut up. And you can ask yourself, is that because that's what is in the best interest of the calf, or that's what the psyche of the human who is managing the curtains or controlling the doors wants? And the reality of it is, generally speaking, more calves, in my opinion, have got pneumonia from a barn that is too closed up and too ammonia smell and stinky and humid than a barn that was maybe a little too opened up. And so I think it's human nature when it gets cooler out to want to button the barn up. Everybody's very worried about calves being cold and drafts. But the reality of it is, you know, calves are, if we put some jackets on them, we feed them with a lot of calories, and we bed them well. If the barn was a little more open than it was a little more closed up, I think those calves do fine. And again, sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot as an industry, thinking that we're helping the calves by closing the barn up so much, turning the ventilation systems down. But the reality is that we really hurt air quality. And as long as air quality is good and the calves aren't subject to a draft, they can withstand a tremendous amount of cold weather as long as we just keep feeding them with calories, bedding them good, and keep the jackets on them.
Something to definitely think about. Thanks, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek.
This has been A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman. Brought to you by Crystal Creek, a family-owned business serving your farming needs. Research the latest news and featured products at crystalcreeknatural.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it's our Policy Thursday with Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.